watch. There is no psychology and no RC prayers frightening us in this house. There is no sin and no fear of sin. Christian scientists love the psychologists and the Roman Catholics, and they love us. Good is all power and the only power. Watch. Hold on and persist for good, because there never is a hopeless situation. When error meets with resistance, it begins to be scattered. Where a situation seems unbearable, it is because error is letting go. Being is one and cannot war with itself, and there is nothing outside of it to strike a blow. No shadow of mortal mind can touch me. There is nothing to fear. God works in me to will and to do, and I shall perform my work. No cloud can touch me or my patience. All that is within me is the spirit of victory. Watch. There is no hypnotism, no theosophy, no electromagnetism, no animal magnetism. Awake from this dream. You are awake to the truth. You see it. You realize it. And no mortal mind can hinder you from realizing it. There is one mind. Truth, life, and love govern all your thoughts and annihilate all that is unlike them. Watch. No fear. No poison, arsenic, etc. No suffering caused here by the readers of Science and Health. No evil minds. No feeling the beliefs of patience. No relapse. No reverse of truth. There is but one mind, God, good. Evil is not mind. It has no power. We can help ourselves and help others. We do. We are not self-mesmerized. God, good, alone controls us. We feel no mind but His. There is no other mind to feel. God gives all the thoughts we have, governs all we do and say and think. Watch. Everyone in this house is better every hour, every half hour, every moment they are gaining health and holiness. All things work together for good to them that love God, etc. Mrs. Eddy says, all things are possible to God, and it is He that worketh with us both to will and to do His own good pleasure. This is the rule of healing. Watch. 1. No fear. 2. No loss of sight. 3. No law of mesmerism that we can't help our leader or that it hurts us to help her. We do help her. We can help others and do help ourselves, and it benefits us to do good. 4. No sleeplessness and no suffering from sleeplessness. 5. No return of old beliefs of disease or sin. 6. That good that we would do, we do, and are better for doing it. 7. There is but one mind. The divine mind is the only mind. Love is all. 8. We cannot be separated from divine love and life, and no mortal affects a person in this house. Watch. No form of error can make a Christian Science treatment produce an opposite effect, nor can I be made to overlook or forget anything in the treatment that is necessary for its certain accomplishment of good. We must go ahead of error and keep ahead of error all the way. Error is nothing but erroneous thought, and we must never give into it or go down before it. Mental activity must be tranquil, not lazy. It must express force, be exact. It must know the reality of man's oneness with God and the utter unreality of evil in all its forms of beliefs. Watch. You can heal the sick. You have power to do it, and no one can take it from you or make you suffer for doing it, or your patients suffer when you are trying to help them. No mortal mind can make a poison for you or your patients. They cannot reach your patients through you or in any other way. You do not suffer from your head or any argument of poison. There is no power but God, and with Him all things are possible. You have no fear of mesmerism, for there is none. There is but one cause, and there can be no effect from any other cause. Watch. Blood is thought, and your body is pure thought. A health-giving, life-giving thought. And nothing impure can enter into that thought. It is perfectly pure. You are not in body. You are not governed by matter. There is no matter. But you are governed by and governed with divine mind. You are perfectly well, and you know it, and are not afraid. You do know the truth, and you don't know error, nor see it, nor hear it, nor can you be governed by it. There is no reality to it. You hear divine mind, the voice of truth, life, and love, and there is no other mind to hear. No rheumatism, no sore joints, no inflamed or weak eyes, no old age, but the meridian of being. You don't need to be told these truths by any person, for God has told it to you abundantly, and you hear the divine voice and are strong and perfectly well. I can know the right thing to do and do it, and not have to repeat it. I can know the right place in the roads. I don't forget. There is no sensuality nor effects of it.